Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Visit geico.com. For a free rate quote, and it is good to be back. Got me a little respite.
Wow.
A little rest, a little vacation around the holidays. Shout out to Jonas Knox and Martin Weiss for filling in for me. I heard they did a great job. And I'm glad to be back with my partner, Rob Parker. What's up, man?
What's happening? Hope you had a happy Thanksgiving, you and the family.
Man, I had a great Thanksgiving. Really good. Really enjoyed it. And good time with the fam. We put up the Christmas tree Sunday night, last night, I guess.
Very nice.
So, yeah. Or Saturday night, one of those nights. But It's been good. Good time with the fam. How about you? I know you worked.
Yeah.
You pretty much worked the whole time.
The whole time, double shifts. It's all good. Did the Dan Patrick show and, you know, got a chance to eat and relax a little bit, do a little Xmas shopping. So I'm in good shape.
Nothing
crazy. And speaking of the Dan Patrick show, your buddy, Jason McIntyre.
He bet you that Tampa Bay was going to beat Kansas City?
Yep, straight up.
Oh, my God.
Why?
A pair of Jordans? That's crazy.
It was 2 pairs to 1. Straight up.
That makes it a little better.
No, I couldn't do one-on-one.
It'd be hard for me to bet Tampa over Kansas City.
Yeah.
But you got a pair of J's out of it. Well, enjoy these because you're going to be buying me 3 pair at the end of the season.
After watching that game, I don't think so.
Hey, it's all right. Speaking of that,
you know what? If you want to right now, Chris, just give me 1 pair and just call it. You could get out of the bet.
Why would I do that? I'm not gaining anything. That would be just giving you your pair.
All right, just give me 100.
And I don't even have the chance to get my three.
Just give me $100 and you don't have to worry about a $200.
I'm giving you a chance
to get out.
I am not fazed. This is the regular season.
Okay.
I'm not saying they look like they're going to make it, but the NFC is wide open. Like I said, New Orleans looks better than everybody, but they're not world beaters. They're beatable. And so I got my faith in Tampa Bay. Green Bay looks okay, but we saw what Tampa did to them. So it's open, and I'll take my chances. But we got a big show coming up for you. Keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83. For the next 3 hours, you will not be disappointed, folks. It's going to be a lot of fun. Let me introduce the Odd Couple crew. On the ones and twos on this Magic City Monday, DJ Alex Teichert, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan. I heard he has some wonderful tofu ducking. Is that what it's called for Thanksgiving?
That's tofurkey, CB, but yeah.
Tofurkey. I'm sorry, tofurkey.
It's all good, G.
Fake turkey, in other words.
Bro, it ain't fake. It's just a different type.
Good. Tasty.
All I know is there's so much ink on his arm for that new tattoo. I thought he was black for a minute. I mean, that's how much ink is on his arm.
It did. The video I saw, his skin looked darker. I thought it was a black dude.
Well, so, for all you guys know, maybe it's time for me to say what I am, huh?
You might need to go to Ancestry.com, man.
That's right.
You know, see what's up. All right, we got on the super producer, Rob G, running things. And on the updates, hey, it's Mr. Brian Finley. All right, Rob, we just talked about it briefly. You won a pair of Jordans courtesy of Patrick Mahomes. You should be liking him a little bit more now.
No, I mean, it was courtesy of Tom Brady. That's Tom Brady won me those with the awful start of the game.
He had his struggles. He also had some good moments, but he had his struggles.
Yeah, but those were after the game was kind of out of...
Nah, but you always act like a comeback is irrelevant.
It or, is, you know, unless you, you win
it's
the game.
Not over once, it's not over once the team takes a lead. I mean, you, it's not like every a team gets a 10-point lead and then relaxes. You're still playing football. So whether it's Brady, Wentz, Lamar Jackson, whoever it is, I mean, teams don't lighten up like that. You still got to play 60 minutes unless it's totally out of contention, and this game wasn't. But anyway, Rob, we know what – I mean, Pat Mahomes – you know, everyone knows that listens to this show, that follows me on Instagram. I put it out there. I was one of the first, if not the first, to say that this dude has GOAT potential. To say that this dude is Jordan-esque. And now Rex Ryan, who I think is great on TV because he'll say whatever he wants, Rob. No worries, no fears. I like that in Rex. He says, I'm not even going here. And he had his moment. He was good with the Jets at first. It just, you know, it didn't work out. But he is saying, I'm not even going to go here because I just think it's too early to make this call. But he's saying he's the best quarterback he's ever seen. He's the best quarterback he's ever seen. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying let's see it happen. But this dude has GOAT potential. And what he did yesterday, Rob, 359 yards in the first half. In the first half. Now, I know that Tampa defense, everybody wants to blame it on Brady, Arians, and they both certainly are to blame. But that defensive backfield, their pass coverage is getting worse every week. And Tyreek Hill made them look like they were running in quicksand or mud or something like that, because he had well over 200 yards receiving in the first half. And so Mahomes goes for 359 in the first half. Rob ends up 462 as far as yardage, 3 touchdowns, no interceptions, 125 passer rating, and became the first NFL player in history with at least 30 completions and 300 passing yards in 4 straight games. Now, I think we both – I certainly think he's the MVP. I think you're in that camp as well. But where I want to go is here, Rob. What we're seeing, we all know is special, and we should enjoy it, and I think everybody is enjoying it. To me, this is what happens when all-time talent links up with an all-time great coach. And maybe some would disagree that that's Andy Reid. I know he's only got the 1 Super Bowl. We'll see how many more he wins with Mahomes. But he was great in Philadelphia. I know never got over the hump. But getting that team to what? How many straight in the NFC championship games? 4 or something like that? And, you know, obviously got to a Super Bowl. You saw he turned Kansas City around immediately from a horrendous team to a contender in his first year. This dude's a tremendous coach with his offensive, you know, play calling and all that he does, his offensive schemes and the like. And so when elite talent meets elite coaching like this, this is what happens. Michael Jordan was an elite talent. When he got with Phil Jackson, the rest is history. 6 championships and the GOAT status. Shaq and Kobe, elite talents. When they got with Phil Jackson, whether it was together or whether it was Kobe and Phil just by themselves, you saw what happened. And then on the other hand, a LeBron James, who's never had that all-time great coach. He has some good coaches, but never that all-time great coach. Great career, but I think he'd have even more championships had he been with a Popovich, a Phil Jackson, a Pat Riley, like the other guys he's compared to. Aaron Rodgers cannot ever deny how great this guy is. But he's got 1 Super Bowl. Never, in my view, a lot of that is on him never having that ultra elite coach. Peyton Manning got 2. He had the 1 with Tony Dungy, who is a very good coach. And then he got the 1 in Denver. But I believe this is what happens, Rob, when you combine those two. The one exception, and I don't know if this says something about the the quarterback or the coach. But the one exception, and you were around for this too, Dan Marino and Don Shula. Never, obviously an elite talent at both on both positions, but never was able to get that Super Bowl. But this is what having Andy Reid, as great as Mahomes is, and I think he'd be great anywhere, but having Andy Reid, his expertise, that I believe is could play a major part in whether or not Mahomes can reach that GOAT status.
Yeah, I think it's overblown. I think it's the way you've dubbed Andy Reid as this guy had an under 500 record most of his career in the playoffs. I don't know, Rob G. Can you give me the updated number? The last one I saw was 11-13. I think he's probably at 500 now. But Andy Reid's career was about being a regular season coach who failed often in the playoffs and was considered a loser who couldn't finish the job. And he finally got the one Super Bowl last year. And now the narrative is that he's the greatest coach ever, which I'm not so sure. I just think that the Chiefs, to me, it's not about Andy Reid. It's about all the talent and weapons that they have and the speed. I don't believe it's Andy Reid, and I'm not trying to say that he's not a good coach or that he doesn't matter, but I don't believe that the reason Mahomes has had as much success has anything to do with Andy Reid more so than it has with all the weapons that are at his disposal and his talent. That's why the Chiefs are good. That's why they're hard to beat. And I've seen Andy Reid for decades, for years in the National Football League, and I've seen him lose many games. And I'm not there to think that Mahomes' success is just because Andy Reid is there. You take those pieces away, the Tyreek Hill and all these running backs and all the other stuff that they have, and I'd like to see Andy Reid win. They're loaded. So I don't believe it's Andy Reid. I mean, that's the way you see it. I see it as the talent on the field that's around Patrick Mahomes.
I don't see it as Andy Reid. I see it as Pat Mahomes. I mean, Pat Mahomes is, like I said, I think he has
GOAT potential. But you just made a case about having a great coach being attached.
I do think Andy Reid is a great coach. And I do think him being there helps Mahomes. I don't think he's the reason, like I said, I said this in my spiel. Mahomes anywhere else would be great too. But this seems like a match made in heaven.
In modern history, four times has there been a team that had an 18-point lead at halftime and lost in the playoffs. Four times in the history of the NFL. Andy Reid coached the two of them that lost, and all the other coaches and all the other teams in the rest of the history of the NFL lost the other two. So when you talk about how great Andy Reid is and all that, I've seen all the terrible postseason performances, all the choke jobs. They lost at home at Kansas
great?
City. I don't think he's great. I think he's a very good coach. I don't think Andy Reid is great with one Super Bowl after 20 years of coaching. I don't.
What if he ends up with
four? I'm talking about now. We're just talking about right now in Andy Reid's career. If it ended today, I wouldn't think he was a great coach.
Peyton Manning was great before that second Super Bowl.
Peyton Manning
Aaron
won
Rodgers,
five
MVPs. Aaron Rodgers was great.
What, he won five MVPs, didn't he?
That's still regular season. Your point.
Yeah,
with,
but five
with,
MVPs is nothing
Reed
to sneeze
was regular
at.
Season.
I just don't think a coach that
Aaron
has lost.
Aaron Rodgers is great.
That has lost as much as he has. I'm just talking about Andy Reid.
I'm just saying, I mean, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. So if we're going to say because he's only won one Super Bowl, he's not
No,
great.
I didn't say that. He had a losing record in the postseason. It's not just that. He's also choked down some of the biggest.
Does he have a losing record now?
He's had some of the biggest chokes in the history of the NFL. I just gave you the number. It's only happened four times.
He don't have a losing record
now. And Andy Reid had it twice. Four
okay,
times in the
fine,
history of the league.
But that doesn't mean he's a horrible coach.
I didn't say he was horrible. He's not on my great coach list.
Those are two games. But the bottom line is my point is not that Andy Reid is the reason Pat Mahomes is what he is. I was saying this without Andy Reid's mouth name.
Yeah, the whole
out
topic is about being having a great coach.
But so I'm what, saying the combination.
But your topic is about the having a great coach with a great player. So yeah. It's about Andy Reid, right? It has to be about him.
It's not about Andy Reid being the reason Pat Mahomes is doing what he's doing.
Your whole premise is about having a great coach. I'm telling you, Andy Reid isn't. Not in my book. He's a very good coach, but he's not a great coach. He's lost too much.
That just enhances what Pat Mahomes is, if you think he's doing this without even a great coach. But let's throw it out to the listeners. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. What do you think? How much credit does Andy Reid deserve for Patrick Mahomes' level of greatness? Again, I think he can be the GOAT with or without Andy Reid, but I'm going to give Reid some credit. Having him is great for the young man. In my book, Rob doesn't think it's a big deal. What do you think? 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in with the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
It's The Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, on a Magic City Monday, coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. And look, if you're out there dealing with a dead battery, you need to head to AutoZone. I'm just going to be blunt and be real with you. It's America's number one battery destination. Just go straight there. Don't worry about anything else. Don't look into anybody else. AutoZone's the place you need to go because they offer free battery services, such as the free battery testing and free battery charging. So next time you're having battery trouble, head to AutoZone right away. Your battery solution and America's number one battery destination. All right, we threw it out to you. How much credit does Andy Reid deserve for what Patrick Mahomes is doing? 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in.
All right, let's kick it off with Sean in Sacramento. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Sean?
My uncle's from another mother, man. I've been missing y'all this whole break. How y'all holding up?
Man, all is good.
We good, man. We good. How are you?
I'm good, man. I'd be even better if I had Jason McIntyre to bet every single time, man. You call for that, Uncle Rob. Out here hustling him. Like, you got loaded dice in your back pocket and you playing a game of craps. Come on now.
All you know is my record is 2-0 when I bet Jordans. I got a streak going.
Hey, undefeated. Chris, keep your 200 in your pocket, bro. Don't be making no more bets until 2021.
No, we got a bet. Man. Brady's gotta got to get to the Super Bowl. We already got a bet for Jordans.
Did we have a bet about the playoffs? Tampa getting to the playoffs or not?
Yeah, that was Wings. That was Wings. All right, Sean, what you got, buddy?
Hey, Uncle's running from that two Super Bowls for Mahomes in the next 3 years, though, but I ain't even going to mention that.
He ran from that.
But my part real quick. Right. After giving you props, man, I got to tell you, stop it. Come on, man. How you not going to give Andy Reid his props? Number one, he went up in the draft to get Mahomes, so he recognized talent just like CB did, and he noticed that Jordan-like talent come right out of college. Number two, just look at what he did for Michael Vick, man. My guy was out the pen. Hasn't played any kind of football in dang near 3 or 4 years, and he came out with, what, a Pro Bowler? How you going to show Andy Reid short, man? He's shown that as long as he has the talent, as long as he has the fan support, unlike what he had in Philadelphia, he could do whatever it takes. And I'm predicting 3 out of the next 5 Super Bowls are going to Kansas City as long as they keep him as the head coach. Come on now.
All right, Sean, with the strength. I like
877-99 on Fox. Colton in New Mexico, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
How are you gentlemen doing this evening?
We are great, man. How are you?
I am fantastic on this Monday. I'm feeling good today.
Great.
So I absolutely think that Andy Reid deserves quite a bit of the credit. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that Patrick Mahomes is some scrub without him. He would definitely be a Pro Bowler, all pro. But I don't think we'd be talking about him as the potential GOAT or soon-to-be GOAT. I mean, just look what he did. Andy Reid did with Alex Smith right before Mahomes went in. They went to the playoffs with Alex Smith at quarterback.
And how many games did they win during those playoffs?
2-14 to 11-5 in Reid's first year.
That is the amount of wins is irrelevant because they did not have, like I said, he's no scrub. They didn't have that talent there at that position, but Andy Reid coached them and helped them to get in the best situation to get to those playoffs. But what I also want to say is that it's also the situation that Mahomes got into with the talent around him, with the people around him that were already there before all of the stardom and the MVP breakout year, 50 touchdown year. He wasn't just throwing to no names. He was throwing to one of the best tight ends in the league, one of the best receivers in the league. Yeah, they brought in another guy in Sammy Watkins, but it's not all just Mahomes. It's the entire situation here. And the coach is the one to get those players in the best situation.
It's a all good, right,
thanks
it's
for
a
the
good,
call.
Good situation.
Dwayne in Colorado, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, it's actually
Dwan. Dwan, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Hey, guys, always a pleasure.
What's
good
up, buddy?
Good to have you on, brother.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys. You kind of have a new appreciation for what you guys do when you actually call in on the national audience and you got people pushing back on your arguments. So I really appreciate what you guys do. It takes skill.
Thank you, brother. We appreciate that.
I just wanted to add that I think, Andy Reid deserves a lot of credit. When you look at what that offense does, that is the most versatile offense I've seen in a long time. If it's not motion or counter, it's a jet sweep. They stretch the field. They're hard on dives. It's literally a wizard's concoction to keep a defense guessing, and that's why they have so much success. So the architects of that versatile offense, which is Reed and his staff, they have to be given credit for that. Then you have a dual threat as a quarterback. No wonder he's better at what Russell Wilson and those guys do, which makes them extremely dangerous, and that's just what I wanted to add. It's that versatility of the offense and the way they move the defense that makes them successful.
Thank you. Marty in Kentucky, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Marty?
What's up, fellas? Good to hear from you this Monday.
Yes, brother. How are you?
Magic City Monday.
That's right. Magic City Monday. I'm sorry. I should never forget that.
Don't forget that. You know, we got to put these young girls through school. You know that.
There's nothing wrong with crediting a team effort. Andy Reid is obviously a skilled coach when it comes to offense. Patrick Mahomes is clearly someone that we see do things that at an age we haven't seen other guys do before. And the weapons out there are stacked. It's a team effort, and it's okay. You're not knocking one group by crediting the other. Andy
right.
Reid has never had an unsuccessful quarterback. Donovan McNabb. You got Michael Vick. Even if you guys remember the name Kevin Kolb, Kevin Kolb came in for a little while and had great numbers, and they used him for draft capital and traded him to Arizona and got real good draft capital out of him. They got Nick Foles. Alex Smith come in and had his only Pro Bowl years under the guy. The guy knows how to run an offense, and you see a lot of guys wide open. Patrick Mahomes makes great plays, and there's good weapons. And until time will tell when the weapons dwindle from free agency and Andy Reid retires, we'll see more of Mahomes by himself. But the NFL is a league where you need to fall into some luck. You need to have a good coach, a good old line, good weapons. You need to fall into a spot. There's been great quarterbacks that just fell into a terrible situation and they never made anything of themselves. So I'm not knocking anybody by crediting the other. I just think all three assets there are great.
No, that's well said. I mean, Brady obviously had Belichick and great defenses. Joe Montana had Jerry Rice and then T.O., Steve Young, T.O. I mean, so it's you're right. It's a team effort in the NFL. That's for darn sure. All right. One NFL team came very close to making an absolutely ridiculous decision. We will get into that next, but first.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
I look at your Instagram and I see you calling out a friend of the show, Bucky Brooks. I look at your Twitter and I see you calling out a friend of the show, Bucky Brooks. all about Aaron Rodgers. What is your issue with Bucky?
I think he painted some pictures if the guy was over, he called him overrated. I think he just was off base. And yeah, he's had a couple of injuries, separation, shoulder separations. Maybe his numbers weren't that great, but they weren't terrible. Most quarterbacks would love to have those numbers. And then this year, Bucky has no explanation on why he has as many touchdowns and his quarterback rating and just everything he was able to do. No Davante Adams for three games. It's been pretty amazing. They didn't draft a wide receiver for him. They brought in another quarterback. I think Bucky thought that the end was near, and it doesn't look like it, the end is near to me. So I just said to Buck that was my – I just wanted to point out to Bucky Brooks that I thought he was wrong. I thought he tried to diss Aaron Rodgers as if he's some sort of mirage or he's not a good quarterback or not a great player. That's all.
What has Bucky said? I haven't heard him this year on Aaron. What is
he kind of said it was the system. I mean, he had to say something. He's a system quarterback now. It's Matt LaFleur's system. That's why he's excelling.
Well, what I remember Bucky saying on our show, and I've seen him say it on Speak for Yourself as well, was that Rodgers was the Russell Westbrook of the NFL.
Wait a minute. Has Russell Westbrook won a championship that I missed?
No.
Okay, so the comparison just doesn't even – it's off base from Jump Street. Because at least if he didn't win a championship, then maybe I could buy into that. I think that's just not a fair comparison to a guy who won an MVP, who won a Super Bowl.
I don't think it's an accurate comparison. Not because of the Super Bowl. But to me, Rodgers is better at his game, as great as Westbrook is, and he's a Hall of Famer, than Westbrook is at his. And I think Rodgers ranks higher on the all-time list of quarterbacks, certainly than Westbrook does on the all-time list of, you know, point guards or great NBA players. But I think he was trying to talk about the numbers. But because of Westbrook's inefficiency, I think that's huge. Like, Rodgers has always been an efficient player. But I do think now he's got the one Super Bowl. That's nice. It's good. It gets that kind of monkey off your chest or off your back. But you even say it all the time. Anybody can win one.
Yeah, but the guy he's comparing him to didn't even win one.
I'm beyond Westbrook now.
Okay.
I'm beyond Westbrook. I'm just saying Rodgers needs, to me, he's got his Super Bowl. He's got his all-time great status. He's got his Hall of Fame plaque waiting for him to retire, all that. And one more Super Bowl is not going to put him in the GOAT conversation. However, to me, for lack of a better word, he needs another Super Bowl. Because if he comes out, they were 13-3 last year. I mean, him coming out and having these numbers, and if they go out with a whimper again in the playoffs, then to me, it's just all for naught. It's nice. And you have everybody. The greatest quarterbacks have years where you don't win Super Bowls. But to not even beat a one in the last 10 years, as great as this is, and I would never take this away from him because he's playing. Look, in most years, let's face it, most years he's MVP. It's just Pat Mahomes is doing what he's doing. But, you know, Rodgers is playing great football. But, you know, especially nowadays, Rob, this is about winning Super Bowls. No matter how great a guy is, people look at it funny if you don't win Super Bowls. And so he's got to come out there. And look, they look good yesterday. You know, I know Chicago is reeling, but that defense still is at least tough in theory. And I thought that obviously the Packers didn't back down physically, which they've been bullied in at times by teams, but they weren't yesterday, which is a good sign for them. But I just think as great as all this is for Rodgers, he needs another Super Bowl.
Yeah. Okay. That's not what the conversation was about, but I was talking about why we even talked about it was about the book. You were saying you were checking out my Instagram and all that. But I'm just saying that's not the conversation that Bucky was having about Aaron Rodgers needs to win another Super Bowl. He said he's overrated. I don't believe the guy's ever been overrated. His numbers are just too outstanding to call a guy overrated, whether his team won a Super Bowl or not. Overrated means you just haven't accomplished enough. People are talking about you like people went crazy about Baker Mayfield when they went 7-9 and beat nobody or whatever. That's overrated when you don't beat anybody. But when you win a couple of MVPs and a Super Bowl and you have all the records he has and all the other stuff, I just thought it was over the top. And that's why I put that out there for Bucky, that in year 16, 11 games in, his numbers are, he's had tremendous numbers. That's all.
Yeah, I agree. He's not overrated. But the last few years, he had been down. And Bucky, I think, taking that a little too far and saying overrated, but he certainly had been down. He has some injuries. He wasn't terrific, 2 years ago. So I think the injuries held him back, but obviously he came back strong this year. And look, if he can get that Super Bowl, then I think he'll fully shut up our man Bucky Brooks, who we got to get on the show to talk about this. Did Bucky respond to you at all?
No, Bucky's hiding. I was on with Jonas Knox and Bucky on Saturday. On their Saturday show, they called me after the Lions did what they did, which was a good thing, that not keeping those guys around. So they just wanted my take on, what had happened in Detroit with the firing of Matt Patricia and Bob Quinn. Finally, and I give the Lions a new owner. Yeah, goodness. But you know what? She just took over the daughter.
Right.
So I'm going to give her some props, because normally what the Ford family does is they would have let them finish out the year. Chris, if they would have won 3 or 4 games at the end, right, then bring them back for next year. This way, no, you're not coming back. We're done. I don't care what happens in the last 4 or 5 games. And I think Hamp is her name, H-A-M-P. But I think she did a great job to just say we're done. After that embarrassing, you saw Thanksgiving Day. It's embarrassing.
It was hard to even watch. We talked about it, like they need to be taken off of Thanksgiving.
Yes.
And that was just, you couldn't have had a better illustration of why. That was ridiculous.
Time has come. It's just ridiculous.
And then the Cowboys do what they do. That was golly.
It was both games were awful.
Horrible games.
Both games were awful.
Horrible games. All right. It is the iCouple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio. We got more coming your way. Keep it locked right here.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
It is.
Come on. I don't wear 12 layers of clothes in July, and I don't drink your grandma's ginger ale. I drink New Canada Dry Bold Ginger with an extra kick of real ginger taste. New Canada Dry Bold Ginger, not your grandma's ginger ale.
Alex, how you put an elderly woman on top of that song?
What do you mean?
I mean, my goodness.
It's not your average grandma. It's New Canada Dry.
That does not match at all.
Oh, come on.
All right, it is the Odd Couple having fun with DJ Alex the Vegan. We're coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios on a Magic City Monday. All right, Rob, just this Baltimore Ravens-Pittsburgh Steelers game, I mean, they're supposed to play Wednesday, but who knows? I mean, this is getting crazy the way – I mean, it was supposed to be on Thanksgiving. Then it was Sunday. Then it was Tuesday. Now it's Wednesday. Rob G, kind of give us the latest on all this madness.
Well, you did have it right, Chris. It has been postponed 3 times. One fun fact about it being played on Wednesday is the NFL
wanted it. Sounds like my first marriage. It was postponed a few times.
Sorry. The NFL wanted it on Wednesday night as they, want the TV viewership. NBC said, no, thank you. You'll play during the day. Because that night we got the Rockefeller tree lighting ceremony going down, and that's a big ratings drop
is
for us.
Is it that big?
Is that? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'd rather that be in the day.
But that tells you, though, no, the tree lighting during the day? No. But it tells you how much.
And do you know anybody that watches it?
Yeah, but you don't have young kids, Chris. It's a big deal. When I was a kid, we watched it every year.
What?
And the number for the NBC,
did
Rob,
they even have it back then?
For NBC to tell the NFL, no way, no how are we playing a game on that day, tells you how big that is in advertisers and sponsors, right?
Yeah, because it's a big family event. That's the big thing.
It's like the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade and all that. I'm just not into that stuff.
Well,
you got adult daughters now.
My wife and my kids, I don't think we would go see the tree. You know, we went to see the tree in person. Obviously, everybody can't do that if you're not in New York. But still, I'm not into the parades, you know, the Thanksgiving Day parades and all that. You into that stuff?
You sound like a killjoy.
You know what I'm into? Football. If I can watch the Ravens Steelers or some freaking lighting of a Christmas tree, I'm choosing football.
Chris,
I'm sorry.
Now you're sounding like a
heathen. You're
not? A heel. Yes, stop
heathen?
It.
Heathen?
Yes,
that
you're
tree,
a heathen.
That tree ain't
don't you
got
know
nothing to do with religion?
Christmas, Christ,
paganism.
You know, Christmas,
it's a tree.
I'm just
it ain't
saying.
Got nothing to do with Christ.
All I'm saying
freaking
is.
Tree.
Go ahead, Rob.
No, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, speaking of the football aspect of it, one thing that they did avoid, thankfully, this is according to Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk, is the Ravens really, really wanted this game postponed. They did not feel comfortable playing on Tuesday. And according to Florio, if the game did not get moved again to Wednesday, there was talk that the Ravens were going to just show up and not play for that game. They were going to stage what is being called a wildcat strike, which if they would have done it, it could have possibly voided the collective bargaining agreement and given the NFL the power to pull the plug on the entire season.
That would have been nuts. First of all, look, and I like the Ravens, so I'm glad that this is not, you know, you would think now that the game's Wednesday, it's off the table, so that this maybe is not even a possibility anymore. But had they done that, to me, that would have been a colossal mistake and a horrible look. Look, the Denver Broncos went out there Sunday without a quarterback. Without a quarterback. If ever there was a time for a team to strike, it's then. Because you are putting players in danger. I felt bad for the kid. What was his name? Winton? Something like that? Kellen Winton or whatever his name was. He's a wide receiver. That they just picked up.
What was crazy was Denver, the Broncos, with no quarterback against the Saints, they lost the game 31-3, and Tom Brady and the Bucs lost 38-3 to the Saints. Ain't that crazy? They scored the same amount of points. One team had Tom Brady, the other team had no quarterbacks.
Okay.
I'm just asking. That's what I'm just asking.
Didn't those same Tampa Bay Buccaneers beat the Packers 38-10?
That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the Saints.
We weren't talking about Tom Brady either.
Talking about the Saints.
We weren't talking about
Tom talking
Brady
about the
either,
Saints.
Though. But since you brought him up,
I'm talking
punish,
about the Saints.
Didn't they punish the Packers?
It's just amazing.
Did you
want
to go on tangents?
They scored the same amount of points as a team that had Tom Brady, which
well,
is just
stop
no,
playing. Stop
no
talking in riddles and go ahead and say what you want to say.
I'm playing
so
riddles.
That
all I know is I got a brand
Brady?
New pair of Jordans courtesy of Tom Brady coming my way, and I'll have another pair when the playoffs start. So I'm good to go.
We will see. We will see. Because I will definitely, you know, I'll be eating wings on your behalf. Because you already got
you know
them in
for
the playoffs.
Sure.
Yeah, you just said it. They're going to be in the playoffs. So thank Tom Brady for that as you send me my Venmo money to buy some wings. Lemon pepper, please.
All right,
I will
Lou
eat
Williams.
Those gladly. But, no, it was. I'm glad this would have been a horrible look for the Ravens. Just get out there and play. They're not going to have Lamar. They're going to get beat. But, hey, it's 2020. Keep it locked.